This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Come, Holy Spirit, and kindle within us the fire of your love. Take our minds and think through them. Take our lips and speak through them. Take our hearts and souls and set them on fire with love for you. Amen. Please be seated. So if any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. So what do you think about when you hear take up your cross and follow me? Take up what? Burdens, troubles, worries, situations, right? Take them up and follow me. Well, I got to thinking about that and I thought, why wouldn't Jesus, if he's supposed to be the healer and the hope bearer, why wouldn't Jesus say, leave your cross and follow me? I've already done it. Just leave your cross, leave your burdens, leave all that stuff and follow me. So in exploring that particular line from our gospel text, it's crucial that we dig deep to find out. I had a seminary teacher who used to caution us by saying, don't ignore the difficult parts of Scripture or that part which you don't understand. Dig deeper and you'll find gold. So we say, okay, so if we're taking up our cross and we're following you, Jesus, why do we have to suffer? Why should that be part of it? Why bother if it's suffering right off the bat? What is up with that? Well, there are many different perspectives to Scripture. Even back in the early centuries, Origen and Augustine said there were four. And now we know there are myriad different perspectives of looking at Scripture and to do what the Jewish rabbis say, midrash, to really, really mull over what it is Scripture's trying to say in this moment. Because it's dynamic, this word of God. And so I'd like to take this verse, take up your cross and follow me, and really bombard it with questions. Just bombard it. So we're going to take it word by word. Take it. Take being the first word, right? Take. So fill in the blank when you hear the word take. Take what? Take a hike. Take. Thanks a lot. Take off. Take. Take heart. Take a bite. Take a walk. Take time. It's an action word, right? You take something. So we ask, on the one hand, we say, okay, so why are we taking up all these burdens like I just said? Or the other perspective, just possibly, is that we take those burdens and we consciously acknowledge Christ right there with us in the midst of them and take them in Christ. Next word. Up. So we might say up the stairs. What else might we say? No, it starts with up. Up the stairs. Up a tree. Up a brook. What? Up a tree. Up a stream. Right? Up on top of a building. Up a notch. It takes us to a different perspective, right? Takes us to a different perspective, maybe. Although, on the one hand, we look at this word and we're saying, take up our burdens, and we're carrying them up and get really heavy, really heavy. Or it's exactly what we just said. It's to take those burdens to a different perspective, a different level of understanding, as hard as that is, as hard as that is, to look at them as a gift sometimes to learn, to grow. But how? We're talking about your burdens, right? We're all individuals. We've all got our own individual walk. And you might be sitting there thinking, oh yeah, but if you knew what I've done in my life, the secrets that I have, it wouldn't be applying to me. You just have no idea. But that isn't it. Jesus is saying your cross, no matter what, yours. There was a survey done many years ago at a big gathering of people, and the presenter said, okay, think of all the things in your life that are burdens to you or have been in the past. Anything that you hold that you know you shouldn't have done, or secrets, anything that troubles you, and pretend that they're just stacked up like this. And then he had everybody close their eyes, and they sat with that for a few minutes, and then they opened their eyes, and the speaker said, okay, now ask yourself if you would trade your burdens, your stack, for somebody else's. I see you shaking your head. No, as hard as it is, they're ours. They're ours. These are yours. Your cross, Jesus is telling us. And we begin to realize that those situations will possibly help us to grow. Maybe with the help of a professional. Maybe with sitting with good friends. Maybe with journaling or working through them. But somehow, Jesus is saying, take up your cross. Okay, so when I think of cross, I think of this. I think of torture, death, barbaric cruelty, right? But there's another way to look at it. We've said this many times. You've probably heard it yourself. Father Marty mentioned this last week. If you look at the cross, this horizontal bar, and then we've got the vertical. So if we are taking up all these burdens, and we just stick with the surface level, the everyday complaining, worldly level, like we all get into from time to time, if we just stick with that, it's not going to be easier. It's going to be harder. But if we realize that this divine presence goes right through the heart of every one of them and knows us better than we know ourselves and is right in the heart of it, if you look at that, the intersection, it's right in the heart of who we are as children of God. And to realize Christ in the midst of our cross, in the midst of our burdens, and that they are not to punish us. Get that very clearly. It is not because you didn't earn an easier life. You cannot earn God's grace. It's already there. It's already there. And that divine intersection guides us to see how. We say, well then, why did this happen? And why does that happen? And why am I going through all this stuff? There's no answer to that question, I'm telling you. Not to the really hard stuff. And the better question is, what now, Lord? What now? In your presence, what now? And take up your cross and you want me to do more? There's more of this? And? Or it's and I'm with you. I'm here with you. That's the and. You're not doing this by yourself. And I'm with you. I know what you're going through, Christ tells us. Better than you do, for sure. I'm not leaving you. Love me. Trust me. Follow me. And we might say, well, I don't know. I don't know how to follow you. I don't see you sometimes in the midst of my despair or something really hard going on. How do I know that I can follow you? And it's about trust, my sisters and brothers. And if we don't know, then we say, show me. Show me where you are. And then take the time in silence to listen and wait. And you will be shown like no one else. You will know. You will know. And finally, take up your cross and follow me, Jesus says. This is Jesus Christ we're talking about. Not some wayward person that we're supposed to be following. He says, follow me and everything I stand for. And that's why it's so tough. That means, yeah, being the first to forgive or to say, I'm sorry, or to reach out your hand to help someone else or to love your enemies. It's hard. We're following the ultimate peacemaker. Martin Luther wrote, a religion that gives nothing, costs nothing, suffers nothing, is worth nothing. We're asked and expected to do great things. He says to Abram and Sarai, I've got more for you to do. Even though you think you're over the hill, think again. I'm going to develop a whole nation of peoples will come after you, more than stars in the sky. And Peter, even though you're confused and you don't get it, and you keep not understanding and missing that little line that we heard in the gospel, that after 3 days I'm going to rise again, I've got more for you to do. And he's saying to us, I've got more for you to do. You have no idea. Take up your cross and follow me, Jesus Christ says. Let us pray. Oh God, how many times we're guilty of wanting the easy way instead of the challenging way. How many times do we want to set the agenda instead of following yours? Help us, strengthen us, guide us to take up our crosses and follow you. Amen.